for three left wing. This one goes no good. Into the hands of Sikeski for Brown City. Here comes Sikeski across the timeline for the Green Devils. They're leading by 11, largest of the night for the Brown City. Over to Banks, into Sikeski right corner, feeds skip pass all the way over to Baird, back up to Banks. Moving this ball very well are the Green Devils. Number 5, Sikeski over to Baird, top of the key, back over to Bechtel, drives in, gets kicked by Kate Messing. And here comes Austin Drake, over to Nick Sweeney in the right post, he takes the jump shot, and it's good. The bunny is good for Nick Sweeney, that's his first points of the night, he now has 2. Tyler Banks, dribbling across the timeline, gets the trap from Ubley, and it's right in the hands of Josh White. Austin Drake now drives in, and he gets fouled on the way up. Tyler Banks is going to be fouled. Going to be charged with his first foul of the night. Brown City's first as well. Austin Drake came to the line for 2. 6:45 left in the second. 22-13. The lead now cut down to 9 for Brown City. Marshall Lifran will be checking back in the game here after the first free throw, as well as Andrew Knox. I can't see the numbers of the other Brown City player there. Austin Drake at the line shooting 2 for Ubley. They trail by 9. And the first one's good. Make that 8. Regardless of tonight's outcome, Ubley has at least a share of the Greater Thumb East Championship. If they win tonight, they win it outright. If they lose, they have to share it with Harbor Beach as long as Harbor Beach wins on Thursday against Mayville at home. Austin Drake makes the second. That lead is now only 7 for the Brown City Green Devils. Number 24, Knox has it. Over to number 10, Fisher. Baird in the right elbow, kicks over to Banks, up to Knox on the left wing. Dribbles back up. Baird now has it at the free throw line, over to Fisher. Banks at the top, over to Knox in the corner, over to Sikeski in the deep corner. He takes a 3, no good. Rebound Knox, he puts it back up. This one's no good as well. Rebound Baird with the putback, that one's no good. Marshall Lifran clears out the whole paint with the rebound. 15-22, Ubley trails by 7, 6 minutes to go. Nick Sweeney on the right wing, drives into the base, into the elbow. That one was no there, and he kicks it out to Marshall Lifran. He was in the wrong spot, and it's over and back ball on the Bearcats. The Green Devils will get it right in front of the Ubley bench on the left side of your radio. 6:03 to go before halftime. 22-15, Brown City lead.
I was kind of wondering if that ball was deflected into the backcourt.
It almost looked that way, but the official said otherwise. Tyler Banks, right wing, over to Knox, left wing. Top of the key to Fisher. Feeds it into Baird at the high post. Tyler Banks drives down the right baseline, goes in for 2. This one's no good. Rebound Baird. He puts it up. Yes. Baird on the left side with the right hand, but then he now has 6 points, 4 of those coming in the first quarter. Back up to a 9-point deficit for the Bearcats. 5.5 to go before halftime. Nick Sweeney in the right wing, up to Drake, over to Mitchell Guza, number 22, up to Austin Drake, top of the key. Starts the dribble over to Mitchell Guza. Into the corner, Sweeney drives the baseline out to Marshall Lifran, left elbow, back over to Guza for 3. No, in and out. Rebound Knox, number 24. Over to Fisher, top across the timeline, 5.25 before halftime. Tyler Banks over to Fisher for 3, top of the key. This one's short, into the hands of Gabe Messing. He starts to dribble. There's 3 defenders all over him. He continues to dribble, gets out of the net, across the timeline, top of the key, picks up a dribble over the next Sweeney right wing. Brown City wanted to travel, none called. Marshall Lifran in the right post, powers up, and it's good. Marshall Lifran showing he can manage the paint on both sides of the court. He now has 8, and it's a 7-point lead for Brown City. Andrew Knox, left wing, back skip pass over to Fisher, right wing, drives in from the right side with the runner, and it's good. Fisher now has 5. 9-point lead again for the green and white and yellow. Mitchell goes over to Austin Drake, left wing for the 3. No, rebound, Marshall Lifran, put back, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and that one's no good, rebound Bears. Ubley won the foul, again, none called. 26-17, Brown City over Ubley, 4 minutes to go in the second. Tyler Banks, right wing, drives down to the baseline, and into the hands of number 22, Mitchell Guza. Sweeney brings it across midcourt for the Bearcats. 26-17, the orange and white and black, trailing by 9. Josh White and looks like Rutkowski are going to be checking in the game with the next stoppage. Nick Sweeney over to the right wing to Messing. Austin Drake in the corner. Feeds it into Marshall Lifran for the jump shot from 6 feet. That one goes short, and there's a scuffle on the court. Marshall Lifran's in the middle of it, and it's going to be a jump ball the Session Arrow Brown City. Brian White, number 24. That would be David Rakowski. And Josh White check in for the Bearcats. Dave Messing, Mitchell Guza, and Nick Sweeney sit down, probably. Fisher brings it across midcourt for the Brown City Green Devils. 3.5 to go before halftime, 26-17. Brown City leads by 9. Knox almost took the 3 from the right wing, decided not to. Barrett at the top of the key. Back up to Fisher, top of the key. Banks for 3 from the right wing. No, rebound, Josh White, number 52, the big man. The senior, probably, on senior night in Ugly City Limits. Austin Drake over to Leibrandt for 3. Top of the key, yes. Marshall Leibrandt slowly taking over this whole game. He now has 11 after the 3, top of the key from about 3 feet behind the arc. 26-20. 6-point deficit only for the Bearcats now. 3 minutes to go before they hit the locker room for halftime. Swinging it all the way around the perimeter. Reese Hines are the Bearcats. Fisher has the left wing, drives in over to Knox for 3 in the left corner. No. Rebound in the hands of Fisher. Tipped around about 5 times before it's brought in. Baird loses at the free throw line. Back over to Fisher. He drives in left side with the runner. Good. Chris Fisher has quite the runner. Puts it up. He now has 7. It's back up to an 8-point lead for the Green Devils. Josh White at the left elbow dribbles in, gets it, lost it, but into the hands of Marshall Leibrandt. Seems to be doing everything. And he loses it into the hands of Fisher for Green Devils. Tyler Banks slows things down over to Andrew Knox, left corner. Into Baird, takes the long jump shot out of baseline. That one's no good. Rebound, Leibrandt. You can tell Leibrandt does not want to lose on senior night. Last time he plays on this court in regular season, he takes 3 top of the key. No good. Rebound, Baird over to Banks. Less than 2 to go in the second. 8-point lead for Brown City. Both teams shooting fairly well from the 3-point arc. Andrew Knox from the left wing, back over to Baird, left elbow, tries to feed it into Sikeski underneath the hoop, and it goes out of bounds. Nick Sweeney checks back in, as well as number 22, Mitchell Guza, for Obley replaces Rakowski and Drake. Tyler Banks and Sikeski sit down for Brown City. Brad Smith back in, as well as Bechtel for Brown City. 1:40 to go before the half is over. Obley trails by 8 points, 28-20 to Brown City. Nick Sweeney dribbles around the top of the key over to Brian White. Tries to feed it into Leibrandt. He can't hang on to it. Brown City gets it, but then they throw it right onto the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. Ugly ball underneath their own hoop. Ugly ball. Marshall Leibrandt to begin. Then Austin Drake replaces number 22, Mitchell Guza. And Tyler Banks comes back in. For Brown City, he replaces Charles Baird. 8-point difference between these two teams. Brown Ugly is trailing by 8, 28-20. Josh White has it at the right post. He does a spin move and puts it in for 2. He now has 4 and it's a 6-point lead for Brown City. 1:15 left, 75 seconds before they're hitting the locker rooms for halftime. Andrew Knox left corner. And Fisher is right at the timeline, right in the corner of your radio.
Looks like they want to play for last shot.
Yes, they are. 1 minute to go. Knox just kicking it around. Back up to Fisher being guarded by Drake now from 4 feet. Start the 5-second clock. Over to Knox. Same deal being guarded by Brian White. Up to Tyler Banks, and there's a reach and foul. That's going to be against number 10, Nick Sweeney. For Ugly, his first. Team's third. Not even close to bonus yet, as the half is about to conclude. So, Brown City will get it right in the middle of your radio on the near side. Tyler Banks is being passed this in at the court, being guarded by Nick Sweeney.
Most definitely the officials are letting him play today. This is the slowest whistle we've seen all year.
I'm not complaining either. Number 10, Chris Fisher across the sideline, being guarded by Austin Drake. Picks up his dribble, nowhere to go. He finally gets to the Bechtel on the left wing. Do you Andrew Knox from the baseline for the jump shot? Yes. Andrew Knox does not look like he should have that stuff in hand, but yet he still has 12 points already. And it's an 8-point lead, 30-22, Brown City over Ugly with 20 seconds to go before halftime. Marshall Leibrandt, top of the key, dribbling. Brown City still in that zone defense. Marshall Leibrandt drives right into the middle lane, loses it. Brown City has it, and they call a timeout. So with 9 seconds remaining, it's